Managing up is always difficult. Throw in a remote work situation where you're not in the same location with your boss, and communication can be really tricky. Join us for a quick discussion of 8 strategies you can use to keep those lines of communication open so you can continue to climb that steep career ladder.
Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function.
Hi guys, welcome. I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where you go for all the latest business intelligence if you work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. Today's episode focuses on what I call managing up, communicating effectively with your boss in a remote work situation. We've spent the last 18 months or even more hustling around, trying to keep the lights on, get invoices processed and paid, 1099s issued, and more. But we haven't spent much time focused on our careers, our professional mobility, and the importance of communication, what I call managing up. Today, we're going to focus on the communication piece, communicating with your boss, by the way, which has gotten a lot more difficult now that many of us are no longer located in the same location as our boss. So we're going to look at 8 components of effective communication strategy for our new work situation. Now, you'll notice a few of the tactics are the same as before, but some of them are a little bit different. So let's start off with 1. We're going to rely more on email than face-to-face communications than we had in the past, okay? So this means it's more important than ever. It was always important, but it's now more important than ever that our emails are clear and concise. And I just want to take this opportunity to remind you that when you're writing about a problem, you've identified a problem, make sure that you not only identify the problem for your boss, but you also suggest a solution. They may not use your solution, but nothing infuriates management more than to have somebody come and point out a problem. And then when they say, what are you going to do about it? The person has no suggestions. So part of your upward mobility approach and your approach to appearing more professional, not only identify the problem, but have solutions. The next one, and again, this is one that's good for all times, but it's especially important right now, is when you get an email and it appears to be very curt, don't read too much into it. I know myself, after I write an email, I always try and look at them before I send them. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I'm rushed. And sometimes I'll be like, ooh, that sounds really harsh. And I don't mean it to be harsh. So give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Assume they're not being critical and assume they're not being harsh with you. Okay, tip 3. You're going to have more one-on-one online meetings with your boss. When you have them, and this is a good idea if it's in a live setting also, but it's really important when it's on Zoom or whatever like this, because you can't go running back in if you've forgotten something. And that is beforehand plan and make out a little list or an agenda, even if it's just for yourself, of all the issues that you want to discuss. It may only be 4 or 5, but this way, when you've got them written down, you can keep it on the side of your desk and you can check them off as you've discussed them, so you can make sure that you don't get off the call and then be like, oh, I forgot to talk about such and such. And then it takes you 2 weeks to arrange another meeting, okay? So I'm gonna keep that little list and make sure that you cover everything that you want to cover with your boss. Okay. Now this next one, it's a fine line. You want to be visible because it's real easy to be remote and not be visible, but you don't want to be a pain. So a fine line. So when you're in a group meeting, try and make sure that for each meeting, you always have something to say, a question to ask, something there so that everybody knows you were there and you made some sort of a meaningful contribution. You can also share articles that you see that may be particularly useful to your boss. Now, be careful about this. Don't be overkill. Don't be sending 2 and 3 articles a day. 1 a week or 2 a month is probably enough. But of course, if you hear about a new fraud, or like we had recently, fraud protections that don't work, you want to make sure that you share that. You don't want to always be the bearer of bad news, but this is one time when you have to. And speaking of bad news, let me come to tip 5. And this, again, is also good for when you're face-to-face, but it's especially important when you're remote and you don't get that quality face-to-face time. No surprises for your boss. So this means if something goes wrong, and it will eventually, something always goes wrong, you want to share that news with your boss. You want him or her to hear it from you, not from somebody else. So you want to go prepared. Okay, this is what happened. This is what went wrong. This is who we pissed off. And then here are some steps as to how I think we can fix it or how we're going to deal with it. Okay, so no surprises, but also have some solutions. Okay. Now, before we get to the last three, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's completely private. It's free. You can unsubscribe at any time. And by ringing the bell next to the subscribe button on YouTube, you'll be notified when we post new AP content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And by the way, you don't need a YouTube account to subscribe on YouTube. You can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. Okay. Tip number 6. Again, this is good for a live situation, but when in doubt, ask. This is especially important if you're going to take on a new project or you're going to start doing something new or have the staff do something new and you have some concerns about it. Better to ask, even if you annoy your boss a little bit, than to do it all wrong and then have to redo it and create other problems. So when in doubt, ask. And you can send an email and, you know, can say quick question about ABC project and then just want to know, should we do blah, 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 or blah, 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 blah. Again, better to get it right up front than to get it wrong. Now, don't overdo this, okay? Because then your boss will think, why is she managing that function? She can't do anything. But occasionally, you'll be in those situations where you're not sure if it's A or B. Okay, number 7, you want to keep your boss updated on your progress and your team's progress. Because again, you don't want to get lost. You don't want them to forget about you. And especially if you're doing good things, you want to make sure that they know about it. So, you know, periodically, you might give a weekly or a monthly update. You know, we did blah, blah, blah. You might share some metrics if you have them. But keep your boss updated. Make sure they know that you're working and what you're doing. Because otherwise, you know, you're lost. They don't even see you. Okay. And number 8, and you know, you probably don't want to do this, but it's really a good idea. Don't forget to periodically ask your boss, hey, is there something I can help you with? Do you need me to do anything? Do you need help on that project? Something of that nature. Even if they say no, I mean, you may be hoping they're going to say no, which is, I like to say, the best of both worlds, because you offered, you get credit for offering, but then you don't have to do anything. Or they'll tell you, and maybe you'll get invited to work on a project or a team, and you'll get additional exposure that way. So don't forget to ask. It's not only about what they can do for you, it can also be about what you can do for them. And speaking of communicating, which is what we're trying to do in this episode. In episode 100, I was joined by Jamie Radford of the APA, and we discussed how AP can work effectively with about a dozen other departments. On YouTube, a link will appear to it to the left. As always, I greatly appreciate your thumbs up, your comments, your shares, and your subscribe.